Charlotte school officials and representatives from the district's municipalities met for the first time to discuss differences that have led to tension between the two sides. They met under the umbrella of the Municipal Education Advisory Committee, formed as a way for municipal and city leaders to collaborate on solutions to issues such as overcrowded schools and the future of charters. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn attended the meeting and filed this report.
This first MEAC meeting was used mainly for data gathering. Reports were given on the spending of bond money, the amount of property taxes collected by the county from the various jurisdictions, and population and growth trends. Over the past year, as tensions between CMS officials and municipal leaders intensified over whether suburban schools were overcrowded and should resort to building their own charter schools, the need for accurate data was a point all sides agreed on. According to statistics presented by Rebecca Hefner of the city's Data and Analytics Office, by 2035, CMS's enrollment will increase by nearly 71,000 students.
In Cornelius, for example, currently Cornelius is twice as dense already as Huntersville. And Cornelius has a projection of really slowing in growth rate, whereas Huntersville, for example, is expected to continue with a strong growth rate.
Hefner says Huntersville expected growth will be 11% by 2035, an addition of more than 8,100 students. Cornelius and Davison have an expected growth rate of only about 700 students over that time frame. 80% of the total growth will occur in Charlotte. Last year, Huntersville had the highest percent of school-age children, who make up more than 20% of its population, another reason municipal leaders are pushing for more schools. Charlotte stands at 17.4%. According to county tax officials, of property taxes collected, 76% came from Charlotte residents and 5% or less came from each municipality. In pushing for more new schools, municipal leaders say they are considering their own charters because they feel their tax dollars are not going to build the new schools that they want in the suburbs. CMS officials say this is why the data is needed, so they can make decisions based on facts and not speculation. HB 514, the bill that gave four municipalities a green light to operate charter schools, was not discussed. School board member Erica Ellis-Stewart, who sits on the MEAC committee, says this first meeting was about getting new data and listening to different perspectives as they move forward.
I think as we delve deeper into some of those conversations, we'll talk about the fact that, you know, $50+ million out of our budget is going to charter schools and what impact that has on the community. Also talking about some of the impact of 514, but I think today's meeting was really about information and creating a context for us to work together effectively.
Huntersville Mayor Pro Tem Melinda Bales called the meeting a success and says she is not sure the charter school issue will be hammered out by MEAC members.
I don't know if that's a topic that this committee will discuss anytime soon, but from a Huntersville perspective, our Education Study Options Commission is still moving forward, and we hope that as they do their work, that they will bring back to the board some recommendations. There's a lot of information, data, that needs to be just dug into, and a lot of people to be heard from.
Matthews' representative on the committee, Jeff Miller, says they're forming their own education committee as well, but says at this point,
we're here to collaborate now and figure out what's best for the children and not threaten each other.
MEAC members say they hope the committee will result in better relations between the city and municipal leaders as they work on the district's building needs, realizing budgetary limitations. The next meeting is scheduled for January 15th, where school funding and building utilization will be discussed. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.